This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Big old tight end.
He played a lot of receivers. I mean,
he had the high
6'5". Okay. This is the Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Good. Oh, I know. Nope.
Microphone on the computer. Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Good
world. Alabama, how we doing today on the Joe Gaither Show? Thanks, everybody, for jumping in and joining us on the Bama Central YouTube channel, on the Bama Central Facebook page. Everybody, where you get your podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It is the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com. Hope you all having a great day. Whoo, big rain late last night. Hopefully that cools it off just a little bit as we're all experiencing a heat wave all throughout the U.S. of A. I know we have some international listeners as well, so I hope you guys are having a good day and a safe day and not as hot as it is in the good old U.S. of A. But we're live in the Derek Daniel State Farm Studios trying to stay cool. It is nice and cool in here. Thank you so much, Derek. His AC is definitely working today. Call Derek for all your insurance needs, 205-758-3391. Home, life, auto insurance needs. Make sure you call Derek and his team. He's got a brand new sign out front, so come see him right here off of McFarland Boulevard, just past the Tiger Rock, just past that Rustic Rehab on the left. So you hit that McFarland 69 light, head up 69 a little bit, and it's right there on your right, just about a mile or so. So appreciate Derek hosting the program. Call him today, 205-758-3391. Like a good neighbor, Derek Daniel is there. Going to have a little fun today, a lot of fun today. I hope we're going to have some fun today. That's the goal every day on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. We got Mason Woods, of course, right-hand man. Follow him at MAWoods_ on the Twitter machine, writing all things recruiting for the Walsh Writing Network. Very, very busy, and I'm going to lean on his expertise just a little today, as it is a big day for two Alabama recruits. Well, it's going to be a big evening for two Alabama recruits. Before we get into that and find out how Mason Woods is doing, I want to pause and say happy birthday, Mother. Mom is 29 years old today, and I want to say thank you and happy birthday to her. She is on a trip with Dad. I hope that they are having a great time. They were in Wyoming yesterday. They're working their way out to Glacier National Park. Does that sound right? Pacific Northwest.
You ever been to Wyoming?
Right. They're doing the Pacific Northwest National Parks and stuff. So,
you ever been to Wyoming?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful. My grandpa took me and like all of my cousins and aunts and uncles, basically. My grandparents took us when I was a kid. It's the best vacation I've ever been on.
So I hope they have a great time. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you very much. You are the best. And so, hopefully Alabama, she's not an Alabama fan. Hey, diehard UGA. She and Dad graduated from UGA in 84, 83. And so, they were in school when the last time Georgia was good. So they're enjoying this time that Georgia is good. But hopefully Alabama will give them two recruits so she can celebrate. With that, I hope everybody's doing good. We invite you all in the comment section at JoeGaither6, MAWoods_BamaCentral. You can find us on the voicemail line at 205-462-7340, extension 800. I know my man Dax has a voicemail, but it is for our guest. So when we bring the guest on, we'll try to throw him off just a little bit by playing the voicemail for him. We're going to have Jasper Reed of New Era Wrestling on. Join us here 30 minutes or so, 20-30 minutes or so. Ooh, look, water going down the wrong pipe there, right there. But with all that, good morning, Mason. How are we doing? How are you, sir?
You stay cool?
It was hot yesterday.
It was miserable yesterday. Yeah, I mean, it is like not even... It is not AWT. Yeah, it is uninhabitable outside. Like, I don't even know how a lot of people... I feel very sorry for anybody that had to work outside yesterday that had to have been miserable. Very glad that I have this job where I can sit at my desk all day and just write about recruits and things. That kept me nice and cool.
Absolutely. So big thanks to everybody who is keeping society going, working outside. Hope you're doing okay. Goodness gracious.
I mean, I had to go outside yesterday. Melissa sent me a thing. Apparently, there was some warning like, hey, your yard could be too hot for your dog even. So I went out there with the hose and sprayed the yard down before I let the dog. Like, it was miserable. And even just doing that, I was sweating. Just standing out there spraying the hose. It was crazy. Unbearable.
Abby was looking at me like all day. Are we going to go to a walk? Are we going to go to a walk?
No, we are not.
I said, you're going to have to wait about 6:30. Yeah, we waited to about 6:30 and it was a little easier. But yeah, I'm glad we waited.
Yeah, it is too hot to do anything right now. Hopefully today's a little better because of that rain last night.
All righty. Hopefully it is as well. So we're going to have a little fun today. Let's talk some recruiting before we get into some wrestling. I want to do recruiting. I want to do NBA draft. First, I need to apologize to the audience because I thought the NBA draft was both rounds in the same night. It didn't click with me until – so they're on pick 16, 17, and I jump away to play one of my buddies in college football, our little dynasty deal. Mm-hmm. Then I jump back into it, and I'm like, only 10 picks went by? So they only did the first round last night, and no Alabama player selected. But you saw every Alabama beat writer and their mother, except for me, because, look, I am not going to copy everybody's train. I'm just not. It's not really what I like to do. It's not really what I want to do. But one of them went out there first and was like, did you know Alabama played 9 of the first 10 picks this past year? And then everybody put it out. And, of course, our man Hunter DeCiver has a nice little article. Alabama ended up playing Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, Konka Nipple, Ace Bailey, Trey Johnson, Jeremiah Fears, Igor Demon, Colin Murray Boyles, Kamon Malawash. That was in the top 10. Then they ended up playing Walter Clayton Jr. at 18, Kasparis Jasolonis, number 20, Will Riley, Illinois, Drake Powell, 22, and Asa Newell, 23. So that was the Alabama tie to the first round. Oh, no Jani Broome yesterday.
I believe Jani Broome will be in probably the same camp as, unfortunately, many of our Alabama players. I tell you what I did appreciate seeing a few times yesterday from a handful of people was just the video of Cooper Flagg getting stuffed back into the wood by Grant Nelson. That was a nice clip to have resurfaced there. You know, just for anybody that wants a big rangy wing, I think Grant Nelson could be your guy.
Dakota Durant. That's what I was. I put out a little tweet about Kamon Malawash last night, and I got a don't you forget about Dakota Durant. And I know it was a buddy of mine, and I was like, okay.
I think the more the craziest thing is just like, how did that Duke team not win? He had three top 10 picks playing together on the court, and you could not muster a championship
because they were all freshmen. All children.
Wild.
I was very surprised. Well, not.
John Shire on the hot seat. Gotta be.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Heated up right now. Only making it to the championship game in your second, third year. No, terrible failure.
Yeah. We said John Calipari, you only won one title. We call him a fraud,
I do call him a friend. You hear how he's going out there in the last several months. all my players have made $70 billion or whatever it is. He's made, he's got this huge number in the NBA. And it's like, yeah, and you've only have X amount of your trophy case is very bare for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never really seemed like he was doing a whole lot there. It was just like, okay, you can't go to the NBA yet. And these kids are just like, might as well go spend a year at Kentucky. And I don't think there was a whole lot of coaching going on there really ever.
So the guys are going to go back at it tonight. You'll see if Mark and if Grant get drafted. Okay. All right. We'll play a game. Over under a half Alabama player gets drafted tonight.
That will take the under. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I, you know, just for the sake of being opposite, I'll take the over, but I don't feel good about that position.
I think that, I mean, certainly the...
Somebody's taking Mark.
Anybody's going to be selecting them. I do think probably both of them will find themselves into the summer league at least.
Definitely, I agree with that. I mean, at minimum, I think they're both going to be on summer league rosters and get a chance to crack into a G League team.
Sure, and I think there's... place in the G League for a player like Mark Sears and Grant Nelson both. I mean, you know,
Birmingham Squadron.
Yeah, I don't know that, again, like I've said this many times, don't know that I see really either of them making it to the NBA level for a long time if they make it at all. But, you know, I've watched a little bit of G League here and there, and I think both of them could play there.
Let's go, Squadron.
There we go. Is John Petty still playing?
No, I think he's done. But now that you say that, we got to close the loop and find out. John Petty.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, I think he's done as well. Is it American? No, it says 21 to put. He hasn't been on the squad. His squadron career ended in 23.
Okay.
Looks like in September 23, he was traded to the Greensboro Swarm. But that's the last note on his Wikipedia page. February 24, he got in trouble, a little trouble with the law, but that, nothing major.
We'll always have Flamethrower Petty.
Hey, we love it. Down there at LSU, boom, boom, boom. I'm sure he gives Will Wade nightmares.
I would hope so.
All right, so let's talk about today. Big get tonight. Big deal tonight. First things you need to know is that around dinner time is when these commits are coming. Don't be scrolling your Twitters in the middle of the day looking for why is this guy committing yet. Xavier Crowell is going to be your first up, and then Max Sutter is going to be next up. Crowell looks like he's committing on the news. Was at the Mobile News area. Simone Eli.
I think he's at 6 o'clock, maybe 6:20 I saw. And then I think Max Sutter was, 7:30 or 7:45, I believe you sent me?
Right. I think the 6 o'clock newscast, mm-hmm. but the sports block is going to be probably, 6:20?
Yeah.
Simone Eli is going to handle that for everybody, and she's down there, South Alabama News. And so we'll see if Xavier Crowell, Jackson, Alabama, commits to the Crimson Tide. I'll just say it. Everything that I've heard about him is that he is already committed, and that mm-hmm. tonight is just a formality. Now that could flip on us here this evening, and I'll have some egg on my face, and I'll own that, and I'll apologize to you if that is the case. But that's just the whispers that I've heard. I don't want to make it any stronger than whispers, because it's just rumors.
No, I mean I am in the same camp. I think from everything, you know, like you said, everything I've read, everything I've seen reported about him, he is pretty locked in with Alabama. I think it certainly helps Alabama even more so that Georgia last night, one of the players who was in his top schools, got another four-star running back added to their called Jay Lamar. So, you know, just takes a little bit of the heat off of that, maybe.
Well, tea leaves connecting.
Yeah, I think you know, that's just as close to a done deal for Alabama as it can be.
Well,
I'm excited about Xavier Crowell. I think he's a versatile running back. He's kind of a do-it-all kind of guy.
Yeah,
I think he's a three-down back for sure.
You look at on the 24/7 composite, he's still listed as a 4-star. He's listed as the number 2 running back in the whole class.
Crazy that only gets you a 4-star.
They list him as the 33rd best player in the class. So he is on the bubble. Oh. It's like
32 is the 5-stars.
Yeah. Right, right. So he is basically a 5-star. It depends on where you want to look. And so everybody who on Sunday, Monday, man, Alabama's only getting 3 stars, need to just pump your brakes real quick. You're going to get a 4.5, 5-star yeah. running back right here tonight. 5'11", 205 out of Jackson, Alabama.
And if, you know, we are to go off of what our friend J.J. Finch told us yesterday, it maybe only has this might just because Mr. Correll did not attend as many camps as someone else did, so wouldn't look too much into it.
Yeah, let's go back real quick, because you wrote about it for Bama Central, BamaCentral.com, Alabama Crimson Tide on SI. You wrote the relationship between J.J. Finch and Freddie Roach. But let's go back to that whole 25 minutes. We had JJ on yesterday. And look, JJ, I really appreciate your time, your family, if you're listening. I appreciate his time and y'all making him available to us. Hope you'll have a great rest of your summer and get into your senior year awesome and safely and healthy. Awesome.
Win that week one game.
Oh, dude, yes. He made it sound like it was bigger than even just the playoff exit. It sounded like he hadn't beaten this team yet. He said blood and guts at the end of that answer. So. He said, it's gonna be blood and guts. I said, okay. So JJ joins us yesterday, and I'll just throw you wide open and open ended question. What was the biggest thing that stood out to you?
I think maybe this is where what maybe sparked this, but the conversation surrounding his rating. You know, me and you both watched his film. We both came away with the opinion that this doesn't look like a 3-star player to me. And we ask him the question, and you hear, oh, yeah, I've only been to one camp, and for the most part, I've just kind of been sending my film around. And it's a small sample size, I'll give you that. But I think it's certainly a bit telling that maybe that is the reason he has not received the national attention that some of these other guys receive who are attending these camps, who are able to kind of travel all around and go to these big camps and, so on and so forth. I think if you're unable to do that, it certainly handcuffs you a little bit in the recruiting game. But luckily, the Alabama staff is putting seemingly a lot of resources into doing actual evaluations, so they are finding these players.
Yeah, he says, "Oh, I went to one rivals camp," and he did. He said he mentioned another camp that he was at. I retweeted that. That was on my clip here, but you know how many stuff I've retweeted in a day. Let's see. That was early in the day yesterday. Yeah, at FBU camp was what he said, at Football University camp.
I believe that was where he did his commitment live stream as well, was through them.
Right, so I think so he's done a couple of these FBU camps. But exactly, if you want to get rated by rivals, if you want to get rated by On3, you want to get rated by these services, you show up, right? Yeah. And let's just be honest, it costs money.
Yes, it does.
Not only registering, great, whatever that is, and I'm sure that's not crazy expensive, but getting there, getting to these places, staying overnight, eating out, it's just a big hassle, in my opinion. And so I really, really, really would not. I bleeped it on the show, when we actually produced. Yeah. If you watched it live, you heard him say hooey.
He is correct. I think a lot of players probably have that sort of attitude about it, especially ones who feel that they have been underrated by this system who – like I said, if you can't do it, you're at a bit of a disadvantage.
Yeah, by people who haven't even played. And I'm you're exactly right. You know, my playing days ended in my senior year of high school. So I did play, but not like these guys that we're talking about.
me and J.J. Finch played two different sports.
Oh, yes, exactly. Exactly. My high school had a couple guys that went to the next level, but really not like JJ. JJ, I found it pretty interesting in the research, these two defensive linemen who are a class above him at Warren Central and then ended up at Indiana and LSU. So I just think you're churning out some high-level defensive linemen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and then also you hear you heard him mention all of the players he played against that were also going to high level, power four programs. Mr.
Notre Dame lineman.
Yeah. So I think this guy, like we said, he's not a 3-star player. He is better than that. I will stamp my approval on that. I believe he is a 3-star player.
I wish we can get Freddie on here. I wish we could. I'll ask somebody, but I bet the answer is going to be no, which is fine.
Certainly seems like he is doing a lot with building the relationships with these players. And, like JJ said, just telling them from the jump, hey, man, you're going to be able to play.
Freddie, every time I went to a meeting of availability last year and I was wearing a Bears hat, they're going to be good this year. He would just spin the block back on, no, coach. All right, and then a couple weeks in, how the Bears doing? Not good, coach.
It's bad.
not good. I said, we need you to send us some of your guys.
This year's going to be different.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Cautiously optimistic.
It's going to be different, I guess. Just drive me nuts.
But yeah, I think
you know what drives me nuts about the Bears this week?
What's that?
Travis Kelce having his tight end, you right? Mm-hmm. Kelce and Kittle, and you see the tight end composite. You see all the none of the Bears.
No Cole Kmet.
No Cole Kmet. No Colston Loveland.
Oof.
It's like, I know you jokers were invited.
They're too cool. I did see it. You know, this is really getting off here of the tangent, but again, tight end, you that they had a. Some of the Vanderbilt like wide receivers out there playing and you know tight ends. I thought that was pretty neat. Just you know they do it in Nashville. Might as well get those guys involved. Give some of the college kids an opportunity to get into it. That's good. That tight end U thing is really neat. It is like turned into this massive giant event now. When I feel like you know what was it Greg Olsen and like just a couple of guys that started it 4 or 5 years ago where it was like you saw a few videos on social media of like 15 tight ends throwing each other passes. And now it's this giant sponsored event that they've turned it into. It's kind of crazy. It's cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, if all your peers are gathering in a place to talk about their craft.
Seems weird to not go. It seems like you're actively kind of handcuffing yourself if you don't show up. You know, it's whatever.
Now, I know Colston Loveland's still recovering from an offseason injury, sure. But I have no idea what your excuse is, Cole Kmet. Get your butt to Is Nashville the worst place in the world to go hang out with all your peers and talk ball for? And you know, Kelce and Kittle, they're not working that hard. We're going to put on an hour and a half seminar. We're going to put on a 2-hour seminar, and then we're going to go drink beer and eat burgers sure. and wings and, you know, be dudes.
Looks like a pretty good time.
Right. Ugh, drives me nuts. Going to be a nut.
I don't know that any Titans tight ends were there. You know, I don't know that, what's his name? The one they just drafted from Texas that I'm blanking on. Gunner, no, I don't know. Of course, my mind is blank of this moment, but I don't believe that the Titans had any representation at tight end.
Gunner Helm.
There we go.
Gunner Helm. I'll send you the composite. It looks exactly like a fraternity picture.
I'm sure that was a bit of the intention behind it. You know?
They're all dressed in suit and tie, in the tie.
That's funny.
And it looks just like a fraternity picture. Okay, so the next, Alabama is going to
get. Speaking of tight ends, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, we did that on purpose. Max Sutter is going to be at tight end U. Max Sutter listed on the 24/7 Sports Composite as the number one player in the state of Florida. Illinois. Oh, gosh. Yeah, glasses. Illinois. The number one player in the state of Illinois. IL, not FL. The number six tight end in the class and the number 80 overall recruit in the class. 6'5", 230 pounds at a Dunlap, Illinois.
You know, I talked a lot about how much I love Marshall Pritchett because when you watched his huddle tape, you could see blocking highlights. Mm-hmm. 24 seconds into Max Sutter's junior year highlight huddle tape. Just bullies a kid over and running back takes off behind him. I mean, clears it out completely. This poor edge rusher didn't know what was coming. I think Max Sutter is a very, very talented tight end prospect. I think this is another case where the staff has done a great job evaluating a player. And unfortunately for Illinois, I think there might be a bit of a one-sided rivalry brewing there on account of first flipping Javari Barnett and now maybe getting a commitment from Max Sutter later today, who has Illinois in his top schools. I love this guy. You know, he plays wide receiver, plays tight end, plays outside linebacker, plays a little edge rusher, plays quarterback even. Like, he does everything for his high school. You know, you watch the tape here. He has an extremely wide catch radius, has really good body control, looks like he's got great balance. He can jump. Like I said, he can block. He on the defensive end, he is a pretty aggressive pass rusher. So I think this guy's just a great athlete, and you want him on your team. He really fits that mold of what you're looking for in a tight end now, especially.
Well, if you're trying to revamp your tight end room, I mean, and let's just be honest, that's exactly what's happening DeBoer walked into a tight end room and saw you've got Robbie Utes and CJ Dupree. And I think CJ was in the vein, in the style of what he wants and what he likes. But let's be, Robbie wasn't. I loved Robbie Utes. If you watched the show last year, we ranked him in our top 10 Alabama football players on the team last season. And we need to do that again. Get our top 10 players, you know, hand on the dirt, real well-rounded players. I loved Robbie Utes, but he wasn't exactly what you're looking for, what Kalen DeBoer and company were looking for. They go out and get Caleb Edwards and Marshall Pritchett last year, and you start to get a picture of what that's going to look like. You've hit the portal for some of these guys who are more blocking types, but I think you're in the process of revamping, restructuring what that room looks like as far as body type, body style. What, you went out last year and you got Caleb Odom. He lasted 1 year, then bounced on out to Ole Miss. So I think that this is exactly, this is a Caleb Odom 2.0 with maybe a little more grit, a little more oomph. Maybe mix in some Marshall Pritchett into Caleb Odom's game. I don't know. Is he as athletic as Caleb Edwards? Hard to say yet. I will look forward to seeing Caleb Edwards in person. He's one of the last ones. He and Chuck McDonald were the summer enrollees.
You know, I've got his highlight. You know, like I said, I'm watching his highlights here. He's got pretty good clean routes, pretty good in and out of his breaks. I do think he, you know, maybe would surprise people with how athletic he is. Like, you know, I don't know if he is on Caleb Edwards level, but I do think he is, you know, he's not like a one dimensional tight end. He is I can stretch the field or I can put people into the dirt if I need to. I am very excited about what he can maybe bring if Alabama is able to get that commitment later today, which, like I said, all signs, I believe, are pointing towards Alabama getting that commitment later today.
All right, so we'll see what happens. That's going to be 6 o'clock and 7:45. Mason Woods will have it ready for you. I guess you're putting dinner off a little bit?
I've got the drafts ready, so I'll probably just kind of have them sitting there opened up and finger hovering over the publish button, and then as soon as it gets announced, fire it off.
We'll have our little we'll do the same things after the show. We'll cut some shorts up just in case those guys commit, and we'll give you more information on them tomorrow. Sure. Mason, got a little... Little fish in the water, little line in the water, a little nibble yesterday from Jet Tamala. Jet says he will come on, but he's going on vacation this week. So we get our instructions are to get back with Jet on Tuesday of next week. So hopefully, you know, big thanks to Yay Alabama for helping me get that telephone number. One of the Yay Alabama members helping me get that phone number. So, you know, sometimes we're hard on them. Want to give them credit when credit is due. And I appreciate them very, very much. So hopefully we'll continue this recruiting series, this recruiting summer, you know, get to know you series. That we've done it before. Last year we did it was bad. We only had Luke Metz on. But the year before, we ended up getting Julian Sayin. We ended up getting a lot of the class. We got Sterling Dixon. We got a ton of the 23s, right? 24s. We got a ton of the 24s. We only got one of the 25s. We got Joe Iannotta. We ended up getting Casey Poe and William Sanders as well. So, like, we got all the offensive linemen in the 24 class. We only got Luke Metz in the 25, but we're on track here.
We're doing okay.
Yeah, we're on track here. So hopefully we can catch up with Jet Tamala next week. And hope, Jet, if you're watching, that you enjoy your vacation to parts unknown. He told me, but we'll leave it at parts unknown so the paparazzi doesn't bother him too much.
Bama fans are crazy.
Dude. If I say where he's vacationing,
somebody's hopping on a flight today.
Well, maybe not, but the Bama fans in that location would be like, "Oop, ears up!" You know, red alert. We're Jet Tamala coming to town. I only have one other topic. You mentioned an Illinois rivalry. And obviously you've got the recruits, Max Sutter and Alabama flipping Javari Burnett. Have you seen this Brett Bielema, Kirby Smart stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. Brett Bielema, accusing Kirby Smart of a little bit of tampering action there. I think, what was the quote? Do you have the quote I saw yesterday. It was something about, I don't remember who the player was, but entering the transfer portal and less than 12 hours later, he's on a flight to Athens.
Mm-hmm. It's Josh McCray, running back Josh McCray. The quote is exactly that. Quote, "We did lose a guy to Georgia." This is Bielema to the Triple Option Podcast. "We did lose a guy to Georgia. Somehow he found his way to the portal, and 12 hours after being in the portal, he was on a flight to Georgia. I don't know how that happened, but it's crazy." At the time, Bielema seemingly knew McCray sought to leave Illinois for his final season. He said, quote, "It's been a four-year conversation. Josh is a kid we're incredibly proud of. He should finish up the spring with a degree. Josh came in and his interest in getting in the portal yesterday. Obviously, I talked to him about what I thought he could do, where we're at, but his intentions are to get in the portal, and I totally understand that." This ties into, have you followed what's going on with Miami and Wisconsin?
A little bit, not quite as closely. I don't think there's been a lot of tampering accusations being thrown around in the recent months, weeks.
If you're going to accuse somebody Okay. But do it how Wisconsin did it. Wisconsin's going out there and suing. I'm pretty sure they're suing Miami. Right.
Yes. Oh, yes. It was the kid that committed after the left after the portal had already closed, wasn't it?
Yes.
He signed a contract with Wisconsin and then just completely dipped. Portal's not even open. Like, I don't understand how this was even how the paperwork even went through for this.
All right, Andy Staples, Wisconsin's lawsuit against Miami over the transfer of cornerback Xavier Lucas hinges on the basic tenets of civil law. Tortious interference cases get filed across the country every day. Basically, they're saying that that Miami intentionally caused Xavier Lucas to break his valid contract. And so it's the Badgers and their collective VC Connect believe the Miami coaches tampered with then Wisconsin player Lucas in December, causing him to break the contract he had signed with VC Connect and future contracts he would have signed with Wisconsin to enroll in Miami. This is the way you do it. Mm-hmm. I don't like the whole, well, half our roster's getting name names and file lawsuits. Name and file lawsuits so that you can really put an end to it. Because just the, well, half our roster is getting tampered with leaves a whole lot of vagueness.
Well, it doesn't get you anywhere.
Exactly.
You get sympathy points in the press? That doesn't help you. That doesn't help your bottom line. That doesn't make your football team any better. I'm in agreement with you. This is the correct way to handle this. If you have a gripe, to go through the proper channels to, resolve that. It seems like Wisconsin is taking that option. This is crazy, though, because the tampering is, everyone knows that it is happening. It is very prevalent. It is rampant. It is, just about every school in the country is probably taking part in it. I don't know how there's really any way you combat it, The NFL, I guess the professionals leagues have found somewhat of a way to to work with it, but those are a much smaller scale than college sports are. We're talking at 30, 32 teams versus 130 teams. It's just way harder to keep up with. I don't know that you can at this level.
File a lawsuit and get after their tails.
It's going to be on the school to do it. It's not, there's just not going to be some governing body that's able to tell them, hey, no tampering, because what are you going to do? Come after me? No, the schools are going to have to do that.
ESPN notification. Cristiano Ronaldo signs a new 2-year deal with that Saudi Arabian club. Great. Who cares?
That hurting his legacy?
Maybe. But I'm such a... I used to be really in on soccer. I used to be really in on international soccer.
I've always been a Messi over Ronaldo guy. Don't know why. I just, Ronaldo never really did it for me. Always seemed like PK Merchant.
But both those guys are well past their prime, and so they're both essentially just cash and checks.
Sure.
Messi in Miami and Ronaldo in Saudi Arabia. So I guess if you're going to be cashing checks, two fine places to cash checks, I guess.
Sure, I reckon. I'd probably rather be in Miami if it was up to me.
Would you with money? Because think about the money.
I think almost certainly I'd rather be in Miami than Saudi Arabia.
Well, yeah.
Messi's getting paid very handsomely. And I believe he has also gotten a really large portion of that club, like the actual ownership of the club. So I think he's doing pretty well.
You're right. I think Miami probably.
I'll take Miami.
Yeah.
Stay in the, I imagine it's pretty hot there right now, but I'll take Miami.
You got South Beach right there. You're ready to go.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
All right, Mason Woods, let's put the Alabama sports, the college sports away real quick for the day. And let's move into our next topic. We are going to be joined by Jasper Reed. Jasper Reed of New Era Wrestling is coming on to explain himself. To give his side of the story. I was at Anniversary on June 7th, so I got to see the show. Mason, you weren't there. So here's what I saw from my ringside seat. And ringside, we're 5-6 feet away. You're not far. Really, really good seats. DNR is challenging the modern day Kings. You remember Ace Haven and his partner are challenging the modern day Kings for the tag team titles. They bring out Three guys. They bring out their crew, but they come out there with Win Brantley as well, the playmaker. Remember, he was wrestling Action Mike Jackson at the show you were at. Doing Mike Jackson hit him with the old school and hit him with the roll up. Two or three shows ago. So Win Brantley's come out there, and I'm like, what are you doing out there? Well, earlier in the show, DNR helped Win Brantley beat Joe Wood, and so I guess it was like quid pro quo, whatever. And so they're out there, and distraction this, distraction that. One of the modern day kings gets hit with brass knuckles and ends up 1-2-3. You're looking at the lights, and maybe DNR is the new champions. Well, Kamish comes out and says, "Oh, I saw what you did. You know, that sort of deal. I saw what happened. They restarted the match." And I was like, all right, that's exactly what should have happened. You know, I'm a sitting ringside seat, objective observer. They restart the match. And to me, I mean, Ace Haven, they've got the valet, Amy Heyman. Jasper Reed gives her a planter, a big old smooch right on the lips. And well, that sets Ace Haven way overboard. Ace Haven grabs the brass knuckles and beat the ever living dog mess out of Jesper. Got themselves disqualified. That's the ultimate
valid reason to maybe do that.
Right. Got themselves so they lose on a disqualification, but they keep the titles. You know, you can't lose the title on a DQ or a count out. That's the way that goes. And so now I'm ready to find out what in the world Jasper Reed and DNR is going to do at New Era Wrestling, the Star Spangled Bash. So the Star Spangled Bash is shaping up to be a pretty nice little card. We're going to be there July 12th, right there in Jasper, Alabama. We already have the open weight championship. You've got the previous masked man, the irredeemable Aiden Andrews, is going to be taking on the Alpha Alexander Lincoln for that open weight championship. You've watched Aiden Andrews in a few matches with Justin McKenzie, and he won a brutal fatal four-way. It was great. He was the last man, and he was hitting stomp, 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 and getting a big old pin. So he won it and then came out and attacked Lincoln. We had Lincoln on last week to talk about that. So we know that that's going to be on the card. We have seen on the social media machines, where are we at? The brother Azrael is taking on Larry D. Now, I haven't seen Larry D in action. So that'll be the next New Era wrestler that I will be introduced to on July 12th. But your boy, I'll be doing the special guest ring announcing because Chloe Wade, our friend Tom Canterbury's daughter, is going to be handling some other business. So she's going to be out, and they've asked me to do the ring announcing. So I'm ready to find out what DNR is going to be doing at the Star Spangled Bash. We're going to see if they're going to go back for the tag team titles or event. Look, to me, if I were in charge, I'd say, you guys need to re-earn a title spot after all the shenanigans pulled. But we need to take a step back, take a deep breath, be objective, and really give the other side a chance to explain themselves. So that's what we're going to do right here with Jasper Reed. You see Jasper Reed. Oh, my gosh. She's right there with the face mask. Man,
yeah, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because it was such a bad beating. I'm sorry. How bad was it in the hospital or at the local medical facility after Ace Haven attacked you?
They had to operate. I have a fractured skull. They had to do some very quick surgery when I got there. I had to have some facial reconstruction stuff done.
Now, do you feel at all like this attack was maybe justified?
No.
Given the report I just heard, it sounds like you may have initiated it a little bit.
No, Amy Haven initiated it. This has been an ongoing thing with me and Amy. Okay. You guys obviously didn't hear.
Right. This is the education that we need. Go ahead.
So, like you said, you were a few feet away, right? And you can't hear everything that's said in the ring. Okay. Sure. And you can see the way she looks at me though. And so when I'm sitting there, I'm about to win my title back. Okay. I have the belts, okay? She gets involved, and she says, "Reed, baby, you please don't do this. Please don't do this." You know, and I'm trying my best to keep my composure, you know, and she's very distracting. I don't know if you've seen her.
She's an attractive lady.
I just got caught up in the moment. That's what happened. And I lost sight of what I was after, which was the tag titles.
Oh my gosh. So I did not hear that part. I apologize. I didn't hear that part. I was caught up in the moment. I was rah-rah. The referee was, let's be honest with you, a little bit losing control of the match. So we were rah-rahing with the referee to get the match back under control, get everybody back to the ring. One man in, one man out, everybody else out. So you're right. I was a little bit distracted with that. Are you insinuating that Amy Haven has eyes for you?
Yeah, she's been in my been the running thing here. She's been in my DMs for a long time. I don't know if you – so the show before, I had to yet again show everyone. I was trying to explain that to Ace. We had a sit-down with Ace. But he has such an anger problem, you can't talk to him. I've tried to explain to him, and he just fights. He's a fighter, and I'm a lover. What can I say?
Well, Mason, I tend to – end up siding with the lovers over the fighters.
You know, I am being swayed in this argument here.
Oh, gosh. So, okay, Jasper. All right. How has the pain been after facial reconstruction been? What have you been doing? Major ice, or have you, been in hiding, or really, really, what has been the cost to you in your personal life after this attack and after the surgeries that were required?
Truthfully, I think there are three people in New Era Wrestling that are probably the most attractive, okay? It's Amy Haven, first off, Jasper Reed, and then Aiden Andrews. You were talking about him earlier. He's a very attractive man. Anyways.
And those red pants.
Yes, the red pants look nice. But now, after all that, I'm scared to show my face, man. People are calling me a homewrecker, all kinds of things, on top of having to go through facial reconstructive surgery. I mean, I'm just trying to do the right thing here. Me and Ace, I haven't been in the business long, but I wanted to help him, okay? But he just, clear heads will not prevail in this one, I don't think.
I'm trying to, trying to be on your side. Do you have any, is there any way we could prove this ongoing, relationship, maybe back and forth between you and Amy here? Are there any receipts to maybe back this up that you could, present to clear the situation up?
Right now, no, I don't have it on hand. And I kind of want to keep it like under the sheets. I don't want to air out Ace's dirty laundry like that.
Sure.
So I'm trying.
I mean,
just
he did attack
to
you though.
Yeah, he did. But I want to keep it cordial. I'm going to try to be the bigger man.
That's very noble of you.
I mean, hey, Joe, you said it yourself. We won last month. I mean, I know I was here last week. And, you were throwing around a few different things, cheated this, cheated that, whatever.
We should ask you. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
My question is, why did you bring you brought the brass knuckles to the ring, right? I mean, they fell out of your pocket. And that's what ended up being the catalyst, or being what Ace put on his hands and went to town. So, Had you not had the brass knuckles, you might have avoided some of this pain.
Well, Joe, I didn't bring the brass knuckles. When Brantley brought the brass knuckles, he's the playmaker. Okay, he came up with this idea, and me and Wynn have been friends since he started coming to New Era. We go back, and I see we have a lot in common, Wynn Brantley, Sam, and I. And that's part of the reason we decided to help Wynn win with his match against Joe, is because Wynn Brantley we're cut from the same cloth. We're all the same. Me and Wynn actually trained at the same wrestling school too. So we have some similar paths to get into wrestling.
Has that caused any tension? Because if that was Wynn Brantley's brass knuckles, I mean, I might be getting onto my buddy.
No. We had a plan from the start. If things went awry, it was a backup plan. And truthfully, we would have got away from it if it wasn't for James Phillips. We would have gotten away with it.
I mean, they were on their way to the back with the tag team titles. Their hands were raised. And James Phillips says, no. I saw something different. Let's restart the match. So let's get into this relationship with Wynn Brantley here. is it going to be deeper than just, okay, we helped you beat Joe Wood. You helped us you helped us beat the modern day Kings, but we didn't get our titles. Is that where this relationship is going to end? Or really, I mean, that would sour my relationship with my friend if he helped me win, but I didn't get the titles. So you tell me where do the things stand with the playmaker?
Wynn Brantley, truthfully, I think he has proven himself enough, and we have talked in the back enough to realize that he is a crucial part of our team. So I think that he would make a great addition to DNR, and we've been talking, okay? DNR it was a great name. I came up with it myself. It's Dotson and Reed, you know, and then there was also, you know, do not resuscitate, you know, because the fake crowd used to love us, okay? And then I don't know what's happened lately. For some reason, they think we're the bad guys now. I don't know what's happening. You know, there's a lot of gray area there. Either way, yet again, I have struck inspiration. Okay. This is our name now. We are The Draw. It's me, Samuel Dotson, Jasper Reed, and Wynn Brantley. Because we're what everybody can't pay to see.
I like it. So we're rebranding DNR as The Draw to bring in Wynn the playmaker Brantley.
Yes, sir. It's worth it. He's worth it. You were talking about 5-star recruits earlier. I was listening, and I'll tell you what, Wynn Brantley is a 5-star recruit. He's the playmaker for a reason.
I like it. So Wynn Brantley is being added to the team as The Draw. Now, Jasper, you just mentioned that the crowd turned on you. And so we use a voicemail line on this show. And I actually have usually our voicemail lines are football centric, basketball centric, but I have a voicemail. And when I was reading the transcript, I realized, oh, this is just for you. So let's hear it. This is 205-462-7340, extension 800. If you want to leave a voicemail, and wow, this voicemail came straight for Jasper Reed.
What's up, guys? And what is up, Mr. Jasper Reed? Oh, Mr. Jasper Reed, you finally get your big break. You get to come on the Joe Gaither Show and tell everybody what's up. I don't know. I think only Joe knows this, but me and Jasper Reed over here go way back. I met him in 2017. I think this dude's a goofball, I tell you what. Well, at least he was a goofball. Now he's a freaking – he turned heel in the little new era wrestling scene. But there's a little story. One time we were eating Chick-fil-A, and we both got a chicken sandwich and fries and a little drink. As y'all know, I'm a really skinny boy. Reed, a little thicker than me, but Reed's not thick. He's an athlete. I tell you, Mr. Jasper Reed's a machine. So I went to look down at my sandwich to take a bite. I get done with my first bite, and I look up, and Reed has, like, stuffed the entire dang sandwich in his mouth. And I was like, dude, slow down. What are you doing? And he takes a sip of his drink, swallows the whole sandwich. I look down to take another bite of my sandwich, and I look up, and he's basically got every single fry in his mouth. And he was done with his meal in, like, 30 seconds. And I'm like, what? Reed, what? He's like, dude, I eat like this all the time. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. And ever since then, I knew that Reed was going to do something with his life that involved something. I don't know, but he could be a speed eater if he wasn't doing new era wrestling, I tell you that much. Also, Reed, what you doing messing with Chloe? I thought you liked Latinas. I specifically remember you liking Latinas way back when. I don't know what happened to you, buddy, but you need to simmer down just a little bit, okay? Or I'm going to have to come in there and do something about it. I tell you what. All right, Jasper Reed. I love you, buddy. I know you're going to do great things in new era wrestling and beyond. I'm glad you finally got your big break on the Joe Gaither Show. Hope y'all have a good one. Roll Tide.
Jasper?
Yep. Yep. We went to school together a long time ago. Yep. Let's just say I can talk and I can eat. So, yep.
All right, we love that. We appreciate Dax on the voicemail line hollering at us and trying to poke fun or I don't know. I guess he's upset that are you really heels? You just said you weren't in the wrong.
Perception's different for everybody. You know, you perceive one thing, I perceive something else. You know, I think, quite frankly, we're the greatest team to ever come through New Era. But that has nothing to do with our acts or anything. You know what I mean? So.
Well, let's get into what you're doing on July 12th at the Star Spangled Bash. So we see you carried off, and obviously we can see the mask there. So the first obvious question is, are you going to be medically cleared to participate, to compete, to get your retribution?
Luckily, on July 12th, I will be cleared. I just will have to wear this protective mask. I had it cleared with the board, everything. Had to talk to James Phillips. We're all good. He's got my doctor's note, all that stuff. So we're all clear on the mask. So I will be there to compete.
All right. And so what is going to be the plan? Is the draw going to put two guys together and try to win those tag team titles back? Or is there going to be something a little bit different in store for the new team, the draw?
So we have actually been in the talks, and we would like to challenge Modern Day Kings to a match. We have somebody else who we've been conversing with, and we're going to give it a shot. So we want to do a 4-on-4 elimination match, okay? But I want to add a stipulation to this match, okay? If we win, Amy Haven will manage me.
Ooh. Okay, that's a great stipulation for you. Do they get anything if they win?
If they want to come up with a stipulation, we can put something else on the line. It's entirely up to them. I'll leave the ball in their court. They can put any stipulation up they would like.
Okay. Wow. Any stipulation they would like in exchange for Amy Haven's managerial services. You've got Wynn Brantley, and y'all going to make up the draw. You're adding a mystery fourth man?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and who do we think? I mean, we've seen the Modern Day Kings. Who do we think that they're going to maybe tap in to help out? I mean, it's okay if we don't know because they don't have any friends, but who might they add to their group?
Well, considering Wynn Brantley currently is feuding with Mike Jackson, like you said, and quite frankly, he was going to beat Mike Jackson at the last show, but Mike didn't even show up. Mike was scared. I mean, to be fair, did you see Wynn? He was sitting on the weight bench. Like, that's intimidating. I mean, Mike Jackson's the older guy. He has not seen a weight room in a while. But he's definitely seen a spray tanning room for sure. But that's besides the point. I think Mike Jackson's a possibility. I mean, there's a few people that I know, Ace and Cam are good friends with. There's a few. There's a lot actually.
So we might see Joe Wood as well, because that's my immediate thought is after y'all might have screwed Joe Wood out of a victory last show, it sounds to me like Modern Day Kings, Action, Mike Jackson, and Joe Wood.
There's definitely a possibility of that. I don't know. Joe's a pretty busy guy. I don't know if he's going to be there, but he might be. And quite frankly, I mean, what would Joe Wood help? He's kind of a loser anyways. When Brantley already beat him once, I mean, so what would it take to do it again? Not much.
Wow.
Wow.
I'll just be honest with you, Jasper. I'm kind of a fan of Joe's. You know, Joe's stick together, and he's a lot bigger than I am. So I saw him lose, but just, I saw him lose under undue circumstances. Are you sure you want to be poking that bear?
Am I back?
You're back. I will cut that out of the real audio.
Okay. So, 3, 2, 1, sorry.
And are you sure?
I get a little fired. A little movie, you know. Where were we? Oh, Joe Wood. So Joe Wood has the second best mustache in New Era Wrestling. I will
behind
say that.
Yours.
Yes, exactly. We're on the same page. And Wynn Brantley, he's been known. He's actually been put on the record to have one of the best beards in professional wrestling.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and Samuel Dobson, I mean, we can't forget about Sam there, okay? Sam is a second-generation wrestler. That's the reason he started going by Dotson. His brother did this for a long time before he started. So,
well, I got to be honest with you. I might think that Dotson's the better-looking member of the DNR crew, and now the new crew, Trios. The draw.
Mm-hmm.
I think Samuel Dotson
might
be.
Write it down.
I'm writing it down right now. The Draw. The Draw is the new name for the trio of Wynn Brantley, Samuel Dotson, and Jasper Reed. I kind of, not to be disrespectful, I think Samuel Dotson might be your best-looking member.
Well, Joe, quite frankly, first off, make sure you get the name right. You're announcing us July 12th, and not to be disrespectful or anything, I know I'm on your show, but if you mess it up there, you're on my show. So
I'm a little concerned stepping inside the ropes with you. Continue.
Secondly, everyone's entitled to their own opinions. Quite frankly, probably after my facial reconstruction surgery, there's probably an argument to be made, quite frankly, because truthfully, I'm scared to take off the mask.
What's under there? Is it black and blue?
I don't want to know. I haven't looked myself in the mirror.
Wow. Jasper Reed wrestling July 12th with The Draw, challenging Modern Day Kings to a Survivor Series, you know, Survivor Series type elimination match to procure the services of Amy Haven. All right, if you're a gambling man, Jasper Reed, because I like to place a wager here or two. What are the odds that y'all come away victorious?
100%.
I mean, we walked right into that one.
Okay, last month, who picked up the victory versus Wynn and Joe? If Joe is the partner, who picked up the victory?
Wynn did win the match.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can we get here's the next question. Can we get an official that's competent?
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Obviously, Ethan was working very diligently last show. You know, he reffed every match. He's probably lightheaded, probably starstruck. There's been on occasion where I've had to console him mid-match, and you know, I've definitely hugged him a few times just to make sure he's okay. You know, we check on him pretty regularly. Okay, so to answer your question, who won the match between DNR and Modern Day Kings? Who won that match?
The book says DNR.
Yes, it does. Exactly. So by those standards, you guys are, you know, you look at sports every day. If something like that happens, what do you think is going to happen the next time around?
Right. You combine the teams into the draw. You add a buddy. Oh, man, I think the odds are stacked against.
You know, we talk about trap games a lot in this industry. You know, you sound awfully confident here going into this. Is this maybe a trap game spot? Are you overlooking your opponent, maybe?
No. Now that we're all together, we have a perfect plan, okay? We got the playmaker, we've got Samuel Dotson, and we've got Jasper Reed. We all mesh together to form the best tag team ever in professional wrestling, and that's just the way it is. I mean, we complement each other well. We pick up where the other ones fall off. And quite frankly, there's not much fall off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Not one to the other. The draw is the perfect draw. What are the chances we can keep brass knuckles? Can we get Wynn Brantley to leave his brass knuckles behind and just trust his playmaking ability?
It just depends. We haven't really discussed strategy yet. We're kind of just feeling it out at the moment, trying to we were trying to get something set up with our fourth man here, but he's definitely working on some plays. He's writing some stuff up now as we speak, so we've got some stuff planned. I don't know. I can't say brass knuckles won't be in the equation, because at this point, I mean, do you see my face? He did this to me. Do we not agree it was a little overkill? You know, I hit him once. Maybe like once, twice, three times, but I believe it was 900 times, 90 times. It was a lot. Joe was there.
It was just one kiss. I mean, I thought it was a district. I mean, now that you've respun it, Amy kissed you. I see it in different light. Maybe he should be upset with his valet instead of you. And it was just, you know, you got him the one time. It was 1, 2, 3. Oh, my gosh. 10, 11, 20, all the way to a broken face. Jasper Reed.
I did not wake up until Sunday afternoon.
Oh, in the local medical facility?
Yes.
Hopefully, Wynn Brantley and Samuel Dotson were there to help you, you know, through that.
I don't know if you saw the way they carried me to the back. I surely hope they were not anywhere close to the room when they did the surgery on me.
They struggled carrying it to the back.
I will say, Wynn comes with the plays, but you can tell who the mind is. You know, the brains are of the operation here. So
it's you, of course. Jasper, let's wrap it up by letting you really just say whatever you want to say to the Modern Day Kings or to the New Era Wrestling audience. We will leave you the last word because we're going to be there July 12th to see the new team, The Draw, take on the Modern Day Kings if they can find two more teammates in an elimination-style match. It's going to be the Star Spangled Bash, New Era Wrestling, Jasper, Alabama, Swan Gym, 7:30. We'll have tickets available. Links are going to be everywhere in all of our bios. You already know the Openweight Championship is going to be contested between the irredeemable Aiden Andrews and the Alpha Alexander Lincoln. We're going to have a big old match with Brother Azrael. He's going to be taking on Larry D. And now we have a challenge thrown down by The Draw. Two Modern Day Kings. We'll leave you the last word, Jasper Reed.
Yep. July 12th, we're going to be there. Joe's going to be there. Joe Gaither's going to be there. He's going to be announcing. I'm going to take great, great pleasure and pride in him having to announce all of us out to the ring. I'm going to really enjoy that. And he's going to be completely respectful and a lot kinder than he was today, hopefully. Yep. And then Modern Day Kings will make their long entrance. So just be ready for that, Joe. They take forever to come out. And so you'll be in there with us for a while waiting on them. But yeah, the open title on the line, Aiden and Lincoln. I'm really excited to see that. I'm a big Aiden Andrews fan, obviously. Like I said, if it wasn't for Amy, I may have my eyes elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? And then they have the. That's a match of big sweaty men. I mean, that's Brother Azrael and Larry D. Though those are big sweaty men, and that's gonna be for lack of a better term, that's gonna be a whole lot of man in there. I mean. That's going to be a hard-hitting match for sure. And then our match, obviously, you know, we're coming out on top. I mean, that's all there is to say about it. I don't want to go anymore. We talked enough about the modern-day bums. I mean, we can just keep going.
He's Jasper Reed. You're going to see him on July 12th at the Star Spangled Bash. He's told you 100% chance of victory, so go ahead and place your wagers now. Sucker your friends. At the show, you take them to the show and say, oh, don't you think the Modern Kings will win? Sucker your friends into an easy bet as the new team, The Draw, is going to be victorious up there in Jasper, Alabama. Jasper, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Really that's Jasper Reed joining us on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. We appreciate Dax leaving us a voicemail for his friend. And we hope to see you guys. I'm going to be announcing. I will try to do it as professionally as possible. The last idea that I had, Mason, was to say, oh, everybody stand up, take your hats off, hands over your hearts. We're going to do the national anthem. And then just to start, oh, Canada.
You should do the whole thing in an accent that you're really not proficient in and just not mention it to anybody. Try to throw an Australian accent out there.
That would be horrible. That'd be horrific. I don't think I could keep it going. No, I'm going to try to play straight as straight man as possible. I will sing the national anthem. I will not take a knee while doing it. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm super excited. I'm like doing backflips in my mind. I'm just hoping that none of the wrestlers attack me because I'm not prepared. The last time that I wrestled, I was a junior in high school. So not really prepared to get involved in the action, but very, very prepared to jump on the microphone and say, New Era Wrestling.
You going to wear a tux?
I don't have a tux, but I am going to wear, I'm going to be dressed pretty nice. That's I'm going to be dressed fairly nice. I've got a haircut scheduled. That's why the hat is on, you know,
I mean, looking like Bruce Buffer out there.
We're going to try. We're going to try our best. And that's all anybody can ask for. We tried our best on the show today. We hope you guys enjoyed it. I know it was a lot of it random. We're going to cut that little static out. So if you didn't hear that static because you're listening on playback, we love you. And if you did, we appreciate you battling right on through. This has been the Joe Gaither Show. We're going to try to find either Katie Windham, Hunter DeCiver, or Will Miller. I think Hunter might be a good get after the NBA draft if he can join us tomorrow. We'll find one of our friends tomorrow. I've got sprays of DMs into LSU writers' messages. Hopefully we can get an LSU writer on next week to talk about the Bayou Bengals. Last thing I want to leave you with, Mason, I was on with WNSP yesterday, 105.5 in Mobile. Mm-hmm. Did you see what happened here in Tuscaloosa on Sunday night? The Scooby-Doo guy
No, I'm not sure I'm familiar with this.
Go to Tuscaloosa Thread or Patch when you get some time. Both those guys doing great, great work. Ryan Phillips with Patch and Stephen Deathbridge with Tuscaloosa Thread, keeping up with actual local news. And apparently there was a robbery in the Tuscaloosa area Sunday, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 2 a.m., somewhere in that range. And the robber broke into gas station, bank, I think it was gas station. He's wearing a Scooby-Doo outfit, a Scooby-Doo onesie.
I see it right now.
And he's wearing a mask. The guys at WNSP asked me, Joe, was that you? Oh, no. And they said, how tall are you? And I've already read this report. Mm-hmm. I said, well, and coincidentally, our heights are very, very, very similar. I said, I don't own a Scooby-Doo onesie. So make sure if you are out there robbing banks, I wonder if you get away with it, or if that does the Scooby-Doo onesie make it easier to catch him or harder to catch him?
That's an awfully specific article of clothing. Right. You know, that's right. Not a lot of people are rocking a Scooby-Doo onesie, I imagine. But then again, you know, it could be the perfect cover up.
Surely
it's so preposterous.
Surely they didn't walk away with that much money. Gas station, right? So it's like, you got $200 out of the till, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a couple $100, probably walked out with some ice cream bars and went on with his night. Looking at the pictures here, I can't tell if he's got something in his hand. I don't know if that's something that if this is like a bag he's carrying or something. Doesn't look like he's carrying a gun. Looks like he just busted in there, like you said, get a little bit of cash and be on his way.
This guy's going to end up on Stupid Criminals.
I think you're probably correct.
So we'll keep up with that story, you know, just because it's fun. Yeah, go ahead, please.
That's a real dirty onesie, too. I'm looking at it. Like, that thing's dingy. He might need to hit the laundromat with some of the money that he stole from his gas station.
Yes. We appreciate Jasper Reed jumping on and joining us right here on the Joe Gaither Show. We'll have another New Era wrestler on next week. We're going to keep having him on all the way up to July 12th, the Star Spangled Bash. I will be doing the announcing. I will be doing my best. Yes, I am just trolling about some of my national anthem ideas. But we are going to be doing our best. We hope to see you there. If you love the show or you hate the show, it's a great opportunity to boo me or to cheer me. And really, the wrestling is fantastic. So come join us. Really, really family-friendly, affordable entertainment. Look, we talk sometimes WWE on this show and AEW on the show. I know that that's going to be a big night for both of those programs. You can record it. You can save a lot of money. Don't go to all-in tickets out there in Texas. Very, very expensive. Saturday night's main event is just going to be, look, Gunther's going to take care of Goldberg in 3 minutes. It's going to be fine. So you can watch that on playback. To join us July 12th. It's going to be super affordable, family-friendly entertainment right there in Jasper, Alabama, and I hope to see you guys there. We hope to see you tomorrow on the Joe Gaither Show with one of our Bama Central writers joining us, making us a whole lot smarter on the Friday edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.